चक्षुरं मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. Shri Guru has ordered me to briefly explain the outline of this kirtan by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has bought from Gomaka Vrindavan one tree that is called Kalyana Kalpataru, the tree of auspiciousness, which fulfills all the spiritual desires of sadhak. In this book, Kalyana Kalpataru, he has given this very beautiful song, which embodies the essence of a spiritual life. First thing, he's praying, Hari Hari Kavimura Habe Enodin. When will such a day be mine? What kind of day? Bimla Vaishnava Rati Upajive Vasana Hoik Vaishin. When will that day come? When I will have a Rati. It means deep, unprecedented attachment for the lotus feet of a pure Vaishnava. Very intimate and loving relationship. Lokik Sadbandhu Bhat Sambandha. Like family relationship and deep attachment for a high level of Vaishnava. When this love and affection comes with a transcendental personality, then what happens? Only by this kind of relationship can vasana hoibekshin, all the material desires in the heart, they diminish down to nothing. No more material desire at all. Then the devotee, the Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying, antare bahire samavyavahara. When will that day come in my life when my feelings inside, my internal life and my external life, there's no difference? In other words, when will I be free from duplicity, hypocrisy, the cheating propensity, pretentiousness, desires for name and fame and all of these things? When will they be out from my heart and my activities will be very simple? When will that day come when I'll be meek and humble and give respect to others, and not expect any respect for myself? Only then, Sri Krishna Kirtane, Krishna Smarane, Satata Majiva Rabo, only then will it be possible to always remain completely immersed in Sri Krishna Kirtan and Sri Krishna Smaran, chanting about Krishna exclusively and remembering Krishna exclusively. Then he's praying, when will that day come? When for my journey in this world, this material body, it has some simple requirements. But when will it come that eating and sleeping and all the regular activities of the body will go on automatically? Like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was in Jagannath Puri. Snana darshana bhojan deya swabhavai kumareira chakadena satata pirai. Just like the wheel of a potter. When he spins the wheel, then his hands are free to make the pot. So in the same way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's eating, he's sleeping, he's going to take darshan of Jagannath Dev. Everything of his body, it was going on automatically. And his heart, free to wander in the service of Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. So when will my life go on like this? All external things going on just out of abhyas, only habit. Then he's praying, when will that day come? When I will accept all of those things which are favorable for bhajan and very, very strictly reject anything which will be an hindrance or encumbrance or obstacle in the path of devotional service. Then, if I can live in this way, I will pass my time day after day after day absorbed in kirtan and smaran and Vaishnav seva, and I will be happy to spend my life in this way until the moment when I give up this body. This will be perfection if I can spend my life in this way. So then, in the final verse, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, when will this day be mine? In the meantime, I am passing my time, and in the core of my heart, I am feeling so much vyakulata, so much anxiety, anxious. Anxious for what? Anxious for that moment when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will bestow his causeless mercy upon me and my life will be successful. So feeling this anxiety in my heart, I am passing my days in this world. And even though I will live my life apparently like an ordinary person, Kandiya Sangopane, in the core of my heart, I am crying and crying continuously. So in this kirtan, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur
has sangopane, not sunyadar, sangopane means lonely.
Sangopane. Oh, in a lonely place, I will do bhajan.
Not to showing others.
Also hiding inside.
Yeah.
Not to showing others.
Both things. So in this kirtan, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has given us the essence of all instructions in bhajan and how to attain a perfection in the line of the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srila Rupa Goswami Pada.
So, I think it will be better to sing these songs in audience, so many. Not like what you are singing?
Jamunapulline
Kadambakane. Then all young ladies will be very attracted. Very so. And they will give her heart to sing, those who is singing. And very soon both will go to
Gude. When we finish the Vaishnava Kirtan, Gaur Kirtan, and then we come to Radha Krishna Kirtan, what can we sing? Because all are so high. Once we come to Radha Krishna Tata.
Like this. This. When a day will come. Like this. And if you will... our Guru Maharaj, if was there, and Prabhupada, he would have been. But like...
one and two.
Also, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj too. They cannot tolerate. Once I told, Jai Sri Radhe, and Guru Maharaj came from.
Really?
Came out, I'm very angry.
Who taught you?
Radhe Radhe.
Which we are doing every day. Guru.
Don't do. They were very
great.
They wanted to hide everything inside. We should try to follow as much as we can. Otherwise, we cannot control. This song should be chanted in midnight or night when in evening at 3-4, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then, alone, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to do. We should try to learn all these things, the etiquettes from them. It is like cancer. If you are doing so, it will go
evaporate.
Evaporate.
And especially uncontrolled lady, teenagers, they will be attacked by this. Not like Shyamarani. Nothing.
Nothing to do all these things.
Because they are pratishthit.
Pratishthit?
Established.
There is a question that if there are so many God brothers, maybe 100,000 in one side, and other side, there are so many pure devotees in the line of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Like God brother of Swamiji, my Gurudev. Among myself, bound Maharaj, Tribhika Maharaj. In the line of Madhava Maharaj, maybe. Or other, there are so many. In their line, very high class of. Some developed devotees are there. To whom we should I should associate with our God brothers who are not developed, or we should associate with any high class of devotees in the line of any of these disciples of Swami Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami or in the line of anyone of Gadadhar Pandit or Advaita Acharya Prabhu. What is better? Understood my...
Okay. In Alachua, Florida, last year, one of our God brothers told Srila Gurudev, I know that one of my God brothers, who's one of the big, big GBC guru leaders, is not at all following. But because he's my dear friend, I don't say anything to him. So Srila Gurudev at that time quoted Srila Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrit, text number 5, where Srila Rupa Goswami is explaining how we should honor others, not according to who is my friend.
Or my God brother.
Or my God brother. But who has a specific development of his relationship with Krishna? If one is a Kanista Adhikari, a materialistic Prakriti Bhakta, who is very proud and who has no attachment for chanting, has no honor for Vaishnavas, then we should honor him just by our mind. And if he's offensive, we should not at all associate and we should not criticize. We should honor from far away, meaning don't think of the person at all. If he's offensive, if he's sincere, then we can honor him with our mind. If one is actually initiated in the sense that some relationship with Krishna, some sambandha is there in his heart while he's chanting and actually engaged in devotional practices, and he's really a Madhyama Adhikari, that is showing respect and service attitude to those who are superior, sharing realizations with those who are equal, being instructive in a kind, friendly way to those who are subordinate, and to those who are newly coming, showing compassion and avoiding those who are envious of Bhakta and Bhagavan and Bhakti. To such a Madhyama Adhikari, we should show respect with our body and with our mind, and also body means obeisances and also some cooperation. But if there's an Uttam Mahabhagwat who is completely free from all faults, beginning with the fault of criticizing others, and who's 24 hours a day absorbed in the Astakaliya Leela pastimes of Krishna and his associates, who's always fully engaged in Krishna's external and internal service, then we should offer him our heads, our hearts, all our service, and our mind. So our relationship with others should not be on the basis of our body, my relatives or my God brothers, but on the basis of how much one has a relationship with Krishna.
They cannot help. I think they cannot help if they are not high class of devotee. But anywhere in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Rupa Goswami line, anywhere they are high class of developed and bona fide Vaishnava, oh, they can help us. They can increase our Guru Nishtha too, that bogus persons who are only God brothers but not highly developed, how they can develop and glorify their Guru? They cannot glorify their Guru. As much as what I can glorify Swamiji, and I think that in so many births, they cannot glorify Swami. They don't know. Gaud Bani Murtaye Arva. Gaud Bani Prachayana. They don't know what is Gaud Bani even. And this shloka has been written himself by him, Swamiji. So we should always be very careful for association. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. In this kirtan, oh, Sadhu Sangha is highly glorified. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur always. Ramachandra Sangha Mange
Narottama
Das. Why he told? You know? Why he told? You know this song? Why he told?
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya
Karmali. But why he told?
Because this was the
Ramachandra was junior to Narottama. And God brothers both. But why he told?
Oh, he was remembering all the great acharyas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Rupa Sanatana.
But especially why he praying to Srinivas? That please allow Ramchandra to be with me.
Because Ramchandra was a high class of devotee who could nourish his bhakti.
Though he was disciple, but yet,
he
was Siddha Bhakta. So we should try to follow these things for what? Developing Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, there is no way. No way. Now you should begin. Kirtan. Namo.
Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Krishnaya, Bhurave, Srivate Bhakti Vedanta, Jnana Shalakaya, Chakshurunmilitam Yena, Tasmai Sri Gurave Vanchakalpatarubhyasya Kripasindhubhyasya Patitam Bhavadeva Vaishnavindhubhyasya Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Prayade Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauravishema Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Pradane Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Yang Prabhrajantamanupetama Petakrityam Dvaipayano Virakataraya Juhava Putreti Tanmayataya Tarvobhinedi Tang sarva-bhūta-ridayam muni-māra-tosmi tavai-vāsmi najivāmi-tvaya-vina iti-vigyāyāde prangnaya-māma-charana
My millions of humble obeisances unto the Lord's feet of my Paramārādhyatam Guru Padma, Om Vishnu Pasi Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Narayana, and to my Siksha Guru, millions of Sashtang Dandat Pranam. We were discussing yesterday in our evening class. Cheto Darpana Marjanam Desi Sloka. And Vijayate,
Param
Vijayate, Sri Krishna, Sankirtan, please. We explained that even by fortune, if among two kinds of Shraddha, whether it is Shastra Avadharanamai by hearing Shastra or by Lobhamai Shraddha by hearing the three pastimes of Braja. If Lobh has come, greed has actually come, anyhow that Shraddha translated Dental Shraddha has come. But after that, sometime no good association. Then we will wake. Gradually, our that Shraddha will be weakened and weakened. And one day, what? Totally disappear. This Shraddha is the last fraction of transcendental Ladini Shakti mode. This is transcendental. So he can come or disappear. Understand? It may disappear or it may be there according to her will. She is like a vyakti.
Personality.
Not only power or anything. All the powers of Krishna has personalities. So bhakti, the mode of Radhika Ahladini Shakti, has free will. Where to come, where to be merciful, where to disappear, it depends on him. So if she thinks that he is making offenses in his Gurudev, no Guru Nishtha, or he is not proper respecting Vaishnava according to their stage, she may disappear at once. Oh, Krishna has made this, his power free, full free, like as he
Independent.
Quite independent. So, if no sadhu sang and you have no honor for sadhu sang, worldly things, etiquette, then it will disappear. So, Bhakti Vinod Thakur is explaining really this thing. In this world, conditioned souls forgetting their
constitutional position.
What is that? Eternal servant of Krishna. Maya with his two powers. One power what? Psychic salt. And by other?
Kavas. Avadnatmika, Vikshepatmika.
Vikshepatmika first. And then Avarnatmika. Very easily. Kicks out. From where? Where he is. For in this world. And covers. With two covers. Coverings.
Subtle body and gross body.
Subtle body and
gross body.
And from since unlimited
time immemorial.
Jeev is going up and down. It may be sometimes he becomes Indra or demigods, high class of. And sometimes like ant, hawks and pigs. Or in Chaitanya Charitamrita or in Jagadananda. It has been. Krishna Bholi says, Jivan Adi Murmu, Atayo Maya Tare Dehi Sansar Adi Dukkha, Sansar Bhramite Kano Ji, Bhagavan Ji, Guru Prasade. Bhai Bhakti. And sometimes he is sitting there, or sometimes going in heaven, sometimes in hell, and here and there, pigs and hogs, so many species of life. Oh, Krishna is very merciful to give this human form. And then he remembers how suffering she has suffered. At that time Krishna becomes very merciful. Now he has become somewhat humble. And that is why he engages Mahamaya to burn him in fire and to
beat him with a hammer.
And this is this way. But yet we are not remembering now. We are very happy with wives and children and so many things. And sometimes Krishna pushes. Okay?
process
with so many sufferings and so many things. But even, oh, for a moment, like burning hot, we go and see that, oh, this person is dead and now he is burning in flames. So, Marakat Bairagya, this Shmashan Bairagya. And when he returned from that burning heart, oh, sunshine daughter size wife weeping like that. To forget sin of it. So, if there is, he is very fortunate, then anyhow he accepts sadhusam. Oh, then he knows all these things. So, without serving Krishna, we cannot be happy. There is no way, only the way to be liberated from the suffering from this world and to be eternal happy, only sadhusan. And to serve in sadhusan, we'll have to serve Krishna. When he decided this, though he is full of anarth, but when he decides, and then at the same time, Vihladni Vritti of Sarup Shakti, at once in a very minute. She comes, descend there. This is the mercy of Krishna. Or Srimati Radhika is more merciful than Krishna even. So Krishna wishes, oh, be merciful to them. And at once Srimati Radhika, in a minute form, in a shape of form of Shraddha, oh, she descends there. And if it is so, then next sadhusan again comes. That is first stage of first sadhu sangha. It may be by sadhu sangha what class? Madhyam, kanishta, madhyam, or even kanishta may be there. Sadhu sangha. And this essence. And then, he tells, why not guru? Yesut. If you want bhakti, you should accept any guru, high class of guru. Then he asks, do you know any guru? Yes, I know. He does not tell that I am guru. I know a guru who can help you. And then, he follows him and goes to that class of guru. Hears. Not only one day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. It may be it for years. And then he thinks that, he can help to serve Krishna. And then he decides that I should make him guru. There are so many stories like that. Upakhyan. How he goes and tests a guru. There was a young boy who wanted to take initiation from high cultured or bona fide guru. He went to Ganges and told his guru there, I want to take your shelter. Please initiate me. Have you taken bath? But yet you should go and take bath in Ganges and come purify yourself. He went and took bath in Ganges and he changed his clothes and put tilak and went to Gurudev. But in the meantime, Gurudev has managed a sweeper. That you should collect some dry leaves and some
dust,
but it should not be impure. Yes, sir. And far away, when he is coming to me in the midway, you should
throw it,
not on his body, but far away, and be alert. He may come and
beat you.
And she did like so, far away, when he was coming, by taking bath, and he
throw
that basket full of dirt and
dry leaves and dry
and some dust him, and he became very furious, and he took a stick and followed. But she
ran away
and disappeared.
And again he went and took bath and thought that now I am pure, and came to Guru. Oh, Guru, they told him, oh, return back. After 1 year you should come, when there will be no anger. You are very angry. So you must return back and come after practicing. And after 1 year he again came. And he took bath in Ganges and came to Gurudev. Gurudev told that you should again go and take bath. And he told that same very
sweeper
that, oh, now you should take some dirt, surely. And, oh, you should throw it, not on body, but very near.
More closer, yes.
There's some dust and
leaves will touch him.
Touch him. He did, and he became very angry. But he did not take
stick.
Eyes become very bad. But he stopped anyhow anger and again went and took bath and again. Gurudev told that, oh, you should wait 1 year also. And then he returned. And after 1 year he took bath in Ganges and came. Oh, Gurudev told, Acha, you should go and take bath. And he told that sweeper, oh, you should this time
put on his head.
On his head you should.
Directly.
And be careful, he will not do anything. But even you should be careful. And she did. He get throw that basket full of on his head. And he at once hold it down and did pronounce, oh, you are really my guru.
My mother.
You are my guru. That you have taught me how to
tolerate.
Gurudev told, no need of taking bath. Oh, now you are qualified and you should come. And without taking bath. And he gave initiation. Oh, so many stories. I told only this. So anger is most, I think that it is the enemy of, so biggest enemy than anyone. And that is why Guru first tells that at the time of chanting, you should not use this finger. You should keep it outside. But we don't fall. We don't fall. Sometimes fall. If anyone insults you, you will also insult. So we should try to learn this. First Guru and then satsang. First satsang and then second satsang. And in seconds, he realizes the necessity of initiation by any high class of guru. If you are sincere, Krishna will manage a very high class. And if you are not sincere, you want worldly position and gain. Oh, so many guru are there. Oh, Krishna manages for them, oh, that very class of guru. Kangaroo. Not So, now, in second association, Sadhu Sangha, he accept any guru and Diksha also. It may be that initiation may be of two kinds. One, only anusthan,
formality.
Or sacred head should be given and
Fire sacrifice
and what is real bona fide diksha, where reality is everything. Like Jaiva Dharma, Vijay and
Brajanath.
Oh, this all Chaitanya Mahaprabhu singing and dancing with his
all associates.
And they were melted. They were weeping and rolling down on the earth. Oh, this is real diksha. This diksha is like a
process.
Course. It can be in some days, some months, some year, and it may be prolonged to years and years. When you will realize the relation with Krishna and so, then this is
complete.
So you should try to realize these kinds of diksha. Tatpasya, after that, he is hearing from Gurudev or Siksha Guru, especially from Siksha Guru. Sometimes Diksha Guru is Siksha Guru. When he becomes Siksha Guru, then he becomes more familiar.
More intimate.
Like what? Aunt.
Uncle.
Like Krishna used to play much more than Nanda Baba with
Sunanda and Nanda.
They were said
brothers of Nanda Baba.
Youngest.
Nanda is the youngest one.
Youngest. And he used to play like brothers. So Siksha Guru. Oh, very familiar to that. Oh, they can sit on one bed. And they can play like friends. Or like Galbahiya. What?
Putting hand on his neck.
Arms, shoulders.
Arms, like shoulders. And laughing, joking. Like I never sat down from Swamiji.
Sat understand? On a lower level.
Never. You used to sit on same level. And joke. And doing so many things. Cooking. Everything. Also, there was a devotee of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Janardhan Maharaj. He was my Swajati Snigdha Asai Vaishnava.
Like-minded.
In whole my group, hell group, in Gaudiya society, Saraswati line. I have chosen him like my Swajati Snigdha Ashaya Vaishnava. And he used to tell and hear so many things. So many. Like a friend. If I was trying to sit down somewhat lower level.
Yeah.
Or that. So like this. So Siksha Guru in a joke, without concealing, hiding any fact, he can tell. Sometimes Guru may be like this, but disciples should be so forward and so high class.
Advanced and sincere.
And then, hearing the sweet past times of Krishna, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and then, after hearing, by that inspiration, he can sing. Or he can explain the pastimes of Krishna. Whether he has heard or not, if he has not heard really and not served Gurudev, Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru, then he cannot. If he is speaking Hari Katha and not served and not in the line, then what will be? After some time, he will be Sahajiya. I have seen so many in my life, so many have been
deviated.
deviated. So many, not only one, thousand and thousand. Oh, they were very powerful, thinking that I am now next to be a charge after my Gurudev. So very careful in this, you should write. And then at that time, it may be Namabhas always, but sometimes semblance. Very rare now.
Yeah.
It may be. Esther, so many unearths had gone.
Unwanted desire.
Now, either they are moved or they are in sleeping stage.
Dormant
stage.
Latent position.
Latent position. But, oh, if they will have chance, they can
woke up.
How? Like, you can cut the grasses from any field. And you level. No grasses. But when a rain will come, water will come, I'm very sure they will again come. Like you see any banyan tree anywhere in the wall, and you will cut again, they will come. Again, they will come. When it will take a root,
uprooted it, that.
So, avidya or anartha now or going on. Oh, this is the prakriya.
Process.
How that transcendental bhakti from very many points comes in the heart of Jiva. But in the meantime, any aparat, then like a mad elephant, it will uproot. And it has been told in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Sambad of Sanatana Goswami and
Rupa Shiksha.
In Rupa Shiksha it has been. Oh, then by this process, Hari Kirtan, by that Sankirtan, Param Vijayate, this is Param. And by that, seven kinds of fruits may come. Otherwise, no. And that is why we see here and there, no fruit. They are doing Sankirtan, Nagar Sankirtan so much. But where there is none alone, no Sankirtan. They will laugh. Jumping. All so much here and there. When there are so many to see. And where there is none to see, that dawns. Or they will not chant. When they will go out, they will take their mala and Hare Krishna. And when there is none to see, they will keep their mala and sleep. So this is not process. And by that, Cheto Darpan Marjanam and up to Anandambodhi Bardhanam Pratipadam Purunamrita Swadhanam, these seven fruits may not come. Surely they will not. So, he is telling, Cheto Darpan Marjanam. What is the meaning, Cheto Darpan Marjanam?
Cheto Darpan Marjanam means the cleansing of the mirror of the heart from all material conceptions of life and seeing within the heart the reflection of the Lord and myself as spirit.
More?
Cheto Dharpana Marjanam, that the heart is like a mirror. So by chanting, as Srila Gurudev has explained, under guidance, having received some Shraddha, doing service in Anugatya, then this heart, which is like a mirror, then it starts to be cleansed. That if one is hearing and chanting, but they have not served Guru and Vaishnavas, they're not in Anugatya, then that chanting, it will not have effect. But when one is heard, one is served, and one is under guidance, and then they're chanting, then that heart, which is like a mirror, but which is covered with so much dust, then the effect of marjanam, cleansing, then that will begin. Chaito dhapana marjanam.
Very good. One kirtan. You should know also that Krishna, very beautiful form he has. None is beautiful than Krishna. Narayana is beautiful. Ramchandra is beautiful. Varkadhis is beautiful. Mathura even. Mathuradhis. But not like Shyami Rama Ramana Sundarta Varisha Sandatya Mohita Samasjadam Shyamasya Vamabhuja Vadhatanam Karam Swami Indiri. What meaning? Meaning?
In the Stava Mala of Sri Rupa Goswami Pad in Sri Gandharva Sampratanastakam, he is praying, Shamai Rama Ramana Sundrata Varista Sundarya Mohita Samasta Jagadjanasa Shamasya Vama Bhuja Badatanum Kadam Tam Indira Virara Rupa Parambajami
Tam Indire. Take care.
So, in this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he's praying to Srimati Radhika, Shame, O beloved of Shyam Sundar, your beloved is very, very attractive. How? Shame Ramara Mana Sundarata Varishta. He is superior in beauty and all qualities to Narayan. And when he's especially beautiful, at that time, when you are sitting on his left side and by his left arm, he is keeping his arm around your waist. And at that time, you have a contrary mood and you're scowling at him. When will I behold that exquisite beauty which is so rare and precious?
Why is he telling? Shyame and Rama Ramana Sundarta Varishta. Though Narayan Shom is beautiful, but Krishna being so beautiful, attractive, having all qualities, but he cannot be without you. You have given, Krishna has given her his
heart to you.
Heart, and she is taking and controlling. So he is praying. Oh, Krishna is very rare to me. His feet dust also. We cannot remember in trance, Brahman Shankar. But even a dust, charna,
particle.
Dust particles. Oh, if you will remember of Srimati Radhika,
particle of dust.
Oh, Krishna. Oh, he is remembering my most beloved. At once he will be controlled.
Yo Brahma Ruja Shukanada Vishnu Mukhya Alakshita
So, if Krishna is so beautiful to serve Krishna, eternal servant of Krishna, how it should be beautiful more than Krishna? As Srimati Radhika is more beautiful than Krishna. It is true fact. Krishna is most beautiful. But Krishna is attractive. So to attract and to serve Krishna, or form should be, constitutional form should be most beautiful. If you are not, you cannot serve Srimati Radhika. So we have, but in latent portion. All the qualities, what a maid servant of Radhika should ought to have. We have all these things here, but now covered with Maya. Cheto darpan. This is meaning. Cheto darpan. Like mirror, if there is dust, or you cannot see your reflection. But if you will remove
dust,
or then you can see. So you can at that time cheto darpan marjanam. If it is done, but it will be like a mirror. Like there are some books, something inside a mirror.
Almira.
Glass of gloss. You can see.
But could not.
But cannot touch. So at that time, cheto marjanam, if it is done, sometimes you can see your Siddha Swarup. This meaning. But, you cannot use. Only sometimes, as a semblance, you can see. And that jiva is very high class of what he is so much fortunate to have this. So, we should think there is something, very beautiful thing, very beautiful qualities in us, but we will have to remove first aparad, first aparad, and then gradually unearth. And you know the unearth, I have told so many that. What are they? Four. And four are of four sort of kind each. Sarubhram, Ashatrishna, Hriday Dorbalda, and Avaran. And we are doing. So we should try to stop them. Aparad totally. But sometimes we are bound to do this aparad. We cannot, it may be that we are not offending Gurudev. It may be you cannot offend Vaishnava, but it is very, very hard. Sometimes we don't give proper respect to Vaishnava. This is also a kind of, especially, you are chanting name and you have Aham Mama bhav in your body and mind. Oh, this is one kind of. And this is very hard to remove.
This body is mine and.
What I told this?
Who is body?
What is this?
We have a conception of Aham Mameti. I am this body, and everything in relation to this body is mine. This is also an aparad, offense. It is in the category of swatattva brahm, misconception about myself. This is an anartha, and it's also an offense in chanting the holy name.
Very hard to remove. Very hard. Easily we can remove all these things. But two things. One, this. And when we are chanting, not so much belief in name that, same as name. And then we can do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna like this in wall, in chair. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What is this? Not heart melting. This is also a kind of offer. Very heart is moved. But you will have to do positively. You will have to do. And what? After that, lay pramat
লয় বিচ্ছেদ অকর্তৃপত্তি কষায় রসাস্বাদ
ইভেন সামথিং হোয়াট ইজ দ্যাট
এক দেশ বর্তিনী বহু দেশ বর্তিনী প্রায় কি আত্মপূর্ণ আত্মান্তিকি
সো মেনি থিংস ভেরি ইজি Vaishnava can tell, oh, very easy bhakti. For whom?
Beginners.
Or to attract them. Very soon, very soon. But those who are sincere from them, it may be very easy. But those who are have so much intelligence here.
Duplicity.
Are what?
Diplomacy.
Hypocrisy. Kutinati. Jivhinsan and all. Very hard. But we'll have to. You should try to promise, I will give up all these things for Krishna. Like, you know, Raghunath Das Goswami, ideal. Oh, ancient time, Prahlad Maharaj, ideal. So we should try to be ideal. All those who are coming, and if we are kept in a chalani,
Sieve. Sieve. Or strainer.
Strainer.
Yeah.
Some holes?
Yeah, strainer.
Oh. So many will go. Only 2-3 rare will be. Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Narottam Thakur has written like this. If you will think, oh, he is qualified or not, that I am not qualified. That if you will see that whether he is qualified or not, oh, I will think that I cannot, in lives and lives, millions of lives, I will not be qualified. So you should give me both things, Patra and
Marcy, both.
Moth.
Pot and
Pot and Rush both. Oh. Anyhow, anywhere our Narottam Thakur has also. In one of the shloka of Raghunath Das Goswami or Rupa Goswami, I'm telling Govardhan. Oh, he is praying to Govardhan. Oh, Govardhan, please be merciful. Don't see my faults and my avaguns. Oh, you should be merciful. I have to keep.
Causeless.
Gaur Prema.
You were talking about Nama Parad and Nama Bas. So in Jaiva Dharma, Babaji Maharaj says that if you take the 5 Mahapaps and you multiply them by millions of times, the reaction is not as severe as if you commit Nama Parad. Can you explain that? What are the 5 Mahapaps and how is Nama Parad works?
Let's take so much time. We can discuss in
just one very quick one. You explained that the first type of Shraddha, that even one is coming in contact with some first level of Madhyam, first type of Sadhu Sangha, that one is coming in contact with low level Madhyam or even Kanishtha, that they may get some very minute, most minute particle of Shraddha. So this can come from one who is not Mahabhagavat.
Yes.
This first.
Because Madhyam Adhikari has too in his heart some minute part of Ladini Shakti. That he has Shraddha. So there is something. And by that something, minute Shraddha, he can help. No harm.
But Kanishta, no.
Kanishta, no. Understand? Only he can inspire. Oh, you should come to my
Thakurji.
And he can give some the remnants of Thakurji, Mahaprasadam, or Tulsi offered, or Chandan, or anything like this.
Increase Sukriti.
Yes.
Can he, the one who has minute Shraddha, can he give his disciple minute Shraddha?
Okay. If it's Madhyam, can he give his disciple that very, very minute particle?
Yeah, by Harikatha. By Harikatha. Not like that.
Low level Madhyam also?
Oh, that can do only three Mahabhagavats.
Low level, low level Madhyam also can give? Low level Madhyam has very minute.
Oh, as he knows Harikatha. But he should be sincere, or otherwise not. He should be always sincere.
Is it a symptom of a Madhyam that he will definitely always take advantage of the opportunity to inquire from Ahutam?
Oh, kya karein?
Again, then?
Well, it's symptom a symptom of a Madhyam that he will always take advantage of the opportunity to inquire and associate
with. What quality of Madhyam? They're always looking for sadhu.
Four qualities as told in Srimad Bhagavatam and in Chaitamrita in three.
Mahaprabhu Yatra.
Oh, it has been cleared.
Yes. His behavior, he follows Krishna Itiya Sigiritam Manasadriyata.
Yes.
This Ipsita Sangha Labdhya, always desiring Uttamadhikari Sasanga.
Yes. Oh, Uttamadhikari, oh, they can tell. Oh, by Ibin.
Blessing.
Blessing, they can do. But for Madhyam Adhikari, even he is Uttamadhikari, oh, Madhyam Uttam, oh, he will help them by Harikatha. And thus, agreed may come by that. And we can be Madhyam. Madhyam Kanishth, Madhyam, Madhyam, like this. And what you are telling?
In the Jiva Dharma, it says that if you commit the five kinds of Mahapaps, and you multiply that severity by millions of times, it does. You don't get as bad a reaction, sinful reaction, as you get if you commit Namaparad. Can you explain
so what are five?
I don't know. That was a question.
Oh, you should know. Oh, avidya. First.
Ignorance.
Ignorance. What ignorance? To forget Krishna. This. And then,
avidya,
sanchit pap, asanchit pap, prarabdha karma, kut, and avidya. These are five.
Oh.
And it has been defined. I have. I've done.
In, footnote.
Oh, footnote.
In Hindi, not in English.
Okay. Why they did?
They're in glossary.
Glossary. And if it is what?
Multiplying to
multiplied
millions.
By millions.
Even not equal to Namaparad.
Why? All this may go by semblance of none. But aparad, very hard. To whom you have done, oh, you should go and apologize. And if they are merciful to it, oh, they can. Otherwise, continuing Harinam, 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 weeping, weeping, with Anuta.
Repent.
Why I did. And then it can be. Oh, Gaur Prema.
Thus ends the class on the 15th of June 2002 in the evening in New Vrindavan. Hare Krishna.